With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump was on the campaign trail this evening in Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania, telling a large crowd his economic accomplishments.
Thank you very much, everybody. It's a great reception. You know, we're on to expose what happened recently when we took over. You know, it's 10 months, and already we have the largest investment ever made in the history of not our country, of any country anywhere in the world. Think of that.
The president has consistently blamed his predecessor, Democrat Joe Biden, for inflation. Senate Republicans have finally landed on a plan to tackle expiring Obamacare subsidies to counter Senate Democrats, but both are likely to fail in a vote set for later this week. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune announced Tuesday that Republicans had coalesced around a proposal from Senators Bill Cassidy of Florida, who chairs the Senate Health Panel, and Mike Crapo of Idaho, who chairs the Senate Finance Committee, to counter Democrats' legislation. The Senate is set to vote on the dueling proposals on Thursday. Thune said Cassidy and Crapo's plan was given a thumbs up by the majority of Republicans during the conference's closed-door meeting Tuesday afternoon. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The first in a series of powerful storms is dumping heavy rain and swelling rivers in the Pacific Northwest, closing roads and prompting high water rescues. Residents in parts of Oregon and Washington are grappling with power outages, flooding, and school closures on Tuesday, while drivers are navigating debris and water that has closed roads and submerged vehicles. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 179 points, the NASDAQ rose 30, the S&P declined 6. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center has been studying religious concentration.
There are 1.2 billion Hindus in the world, but 95% of them live in India. That's the latest analysis from Pew, which also reports that 85% of Jews on Earth reside in either Israel or the United States. Christians are much more widely spread, though you can find 51% of them concentrated in the U.S., Russia, Brazil, and parts of Africa. And where are most of the religiously unaffiliated people? China. 67% of them live there. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Missouri appeals court panel has ordered new wording for a ballot measure seeking to roll back abortion in the state, ruling that voters must be told that the amendment would repeal reproductive health care rights. The decision marks the latest twist in a lengthy battle over Missouri's abortion laws, which have fluctuated from restrictive to permissive. This is SRN News. The New York governor's race is heating up.
Republican Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman is running. His entry into the race kicks off what's expected to be a heated Republican primary contest against Congresswoman Elise Stefanik. Both count themselves as allies of President Trump, who calls them both great people. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul faces a primary challenge from her own Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado. Both Blakeman and Stefanik frame themselves as candidates who could appeal to moderate Democrats as well as Republicans. Rich Thomason reporting.
Texas has launched a partnership with Turning Point USA to create chapters of the conservative organization on every high school campus in the state. Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Patrick revealed the initiative. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.